This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the truisms of the gig economy is that at some basic level, anybody can do pretty much anything. Download an app, pass a background check, and you're good to go. That's how easy it is to deliver packages with Amazon Flex, the e-commerce giant's ever-expanding delivery program. All right, it's easy to get hired, maybe not so easy to actually get the job done. Alana Samuels from The Atlantic gave package delivery a shot. Alana, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Did it seem like a good idea right out the gate to do this? Because loading a bunch of packages in the trunk of your car, I don't know.
I actually thought it wouldn't be that bad. I live in San Francisco, and I imagined going to some suburbs, kind of listening to an audiobook, just being a little chill while I delivered packages, figured it'd be a good way to get out of the office for a day. And it actually ended up being a lot harder than I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, well, so describe to me day one, would you?
Well, so you drive into the warehouse, and they give you this yellow vest to put on. And I started loading the packages into my car, and I kind of paused because the first group of them were on Market Street, which is kind of the main thoroughfare of downtown San Francisco. And I thought, okay, this is not going to be a nice drive through the suburbs.
Yeah, there are many anecdotes in this piece, which I encourage folks to read. I want you to tell me about the parking enforcement guy.
So I came out of this building and saw this guy about to write me a ticket. And I said, you know, I'm delivering packages for Amazon. Is there anywhere I can park? And he said, see this red meter? You can't park here. See that yellow meter across the street? You can't park there. See that white meter? You can't park there. And so I said, where can I park? And he said, you can park in a garage, basically. And I convinced him not to give me a ticket, but he said, you know, parking enforcement people are constantly circling the blocks downtown San Francisco, and I'm leaving. I'm not going to give you a ticket, but someone could pull up in 2 minutes and give you another ticket. You know, the guys at the Flex warehouse told me that a lot of people just do get tickets, but there really is no solution. As Flex has expanded, a lot of cities haven't really responded to make it easier for the drivers driving out of their own cars.
Let me ask you this, though. If you had gotten, it would have been a $110 ticket, right?
Would have been a $110 ticket, right.
Would you be making enough money to pay a $110 ticket and still have enough to, like, buy lunch?
No, I mean, that would have wiped out all of my earnings. Yeah. As it was, I made less than the minimum wage in San Francisco. You know, a lot of expenses come up that you don't think about when you sign up to drive for Flex, and that's, for a lot of people, one of the biggest problems.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because you quote, I guess it's an economist in this piece, as saying, we're taking the driving that people used to do to go to a store and take something off a shelf and drive home. We are turning that into jobs.
Yeah, that's right. And I think we're going to do that even more in the future. You know, there are certain things that the tech economy makes really convenient. You know, I love ordering things online because it means I don't have to go to the store. But you just have to think about, you know, the things that are good for the consumer aren't always good for the worker. And I think that's going to be a really big divide in the tech economy in the coming years, and something that workers and these tech companies should really be thinking about.
Which gets me to this. Tell me who you were delivering these packages to.
Well, some of them were big tech firms. And that's really when this started to bother me, is I went into these offices. And, you know, if you go to a lot of these tech offices, they get free food, free coffee. They have these fancy coffee bars. And these people were walking around with their free lattes, talking about their weekend plans. And it just, you know, it felt like these people were really winning in the tech economy, and the people that were delivering packages were really losing. And it just seemed like, you know, as the tech economy grows, it should be helping everyone do better.
Alana Samuels writes for The Atlantic, this time about driving a car, I guess. Not even a truck, driving a car for Amazon Flex, our own car. Alana, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.